Hello and welcome to MBS Show, episode number 559. I am your host, Roman Sanzo, and we got some news for you this week. So let's hop right into it. So first up is concept art of Sunny's mom appears. Another interesting one arrives from the world of where is all the G5 stuff coming from? We've got a concept piece for Sunny's mom. She's cute. And that's about it. So let's zoom in and see. Alright. So Sunny's mom, character design rough. So looking at her, she's an earth pony, but somehow an alicorn in her ultimate form. So just basing on what we have here, cutie mark, A, B, and C, this is just concept art and whatnot. And to be honest, this is just concept. So nothing more to it than that. We see the character size difference from Sunny to her dad, to her quote-unquote mom. And that's one color. Then we got the rainbow version of this. That's how... to be honest, I'm just really confused. Why even approach the idea of her mom being a... alicorn, like her type of alicorn, which is magical wings and horn. So I'm just thinking, why even approach that idea? I know alicorns are dime a dozen in G4. You got what? Celestia, Luna, Cadence, Twilight. And then you got Flurry Heart, so that's 5 already. And then going on to G5, you got that I know of and that's been shown, which was Celestia, Luna, that creepy female alicorn that's kind of the evil one. And then you got Sunny, which is kind of a magical unicorn instead of a, what you call this? Physical unicorn or alicorn. So to me, this is just very, very confusing why they even approach this idea. Yeah, honestly, I got no idea why. And I'm guessing there's nothing more to it. Like, okay, this is just concept. Like, okay, this is an idea we're approaching and let's see where it goes. But do we have anything from the comments? It's Novoskow. She's explicitly name dropped in a later episode script that isn't public just yet. So okay. At least Twilight Velvet remain an unicorn. Okay, yeah. So what does Silver have to say? I'm of two minds seeing this. It's nice to know that they had further plans and didn't just leave Sunny's mom hanging in the unknown. Then I started thinking about what that might mean story wise. Her alicorn form implied that she's been elevated and rediscovered magic but never returned home, unless there was some kind of force compelling her to stay. It doesn't speak well for her as a mother or wife.
Just going through. So nothing much is said about Sunny's mom, but it's very interesting. I like the concept. I like the idea, but in a overall arc, like Silver mentioned, why didn't she come back? Why didn't she why did she left first, and then why didn't she come back later? So a lot of implications are there. And even if we were to theorycraft of why she didn't came back and what's the reason for her to go there in the first place, and there's a lot. But judging from the episode, or judging from the movie we got, Sunny's dad seems to be at peace with her wife being not there. Maybe he believes that his wife is doing the right thing. That's why he accepted the circumstances and whatnot. But that's besides the point. That's just besides the point. Anyway, nothing much to run on this. So let's move on to the next topic. Next topic is Caillou's My Little Pony trading card game hits the US in early 2006. So a brand new pony trading card game was not in my bingo cards for 2026, but Caillou is apparently bringing it to the US for everyone in early 2026. They are apparently showcasing it at New York Comic Con if you're attending the event, and offering 6 free promo cards for people that visit. Oh, nice. They are 191 cards to collect, total to collect, and they plan to hold tournaments sometime in 2026 to get people playing. Stores like Target, GameStop, and Barnes & Noble will be where you can pick this up, as well as the Moon Edition trading cards. Alright, so finally we get some English versions of the cards so we can read. So let's look at the playfield first. Oh, can't zoom in. Maybe I have to zoom in manually. Oh, it's blurry. So okay, we got a tap card. So we got an adventure area. Seems like there's 3 zones. I got no idea what this area is. Could be retirement, aka the graveyard. At scene, at card. All right, there's some things here. Let's see. Okay, let's see the card closely. I'm guessing we're not gonna get a zoo. Oh, we are. Okay, cool. So this is every day. So you got everyday cards. What are these? Inspo boost. Your Twilight Sparkle gets +1 inspiration until end of this contact. Okay, so that's something. The art looks cool. Also, there's signature art from the artist. So this is Brenda Hickey. This one is from, oh boy, I can't read that one. Okay, cool. But how do you activate this? What's this? Ah, also we get the first edition. So this is one of those cards where, depending on how popular this game is, you'll get their aftermarket price will raise up, probably. I see here there's a symbol for stuff. Man, I'm not getting much info out of this. Oh boy. What's this? I ain't getting much out of this. Oh boy, okay, so this one. Adventure. Oh man, sorry guys, I'm trying to think how this works, but I ain't getting any. adventure area. Right, so we have adventure area and we have your character cards here that are adventure. So this says, while there are two or more items in your... retirement area, all characters in Rivals Adventure area gets minus one inspiration. So, okay, Rival, so that's your opponent. And Adventure area, so there's three here, and she has a passive ability where if there are two or more items in your retire area, which means graveyard, all characters in Rivals Adventure area got minus one inspiration. So inspiration is their power, I think. So it's here, 1, 2, 3. If Pinky's here, opponents get... Alright. But what else? What else can we get? EJ, what does EJ say? Appear. What does Pinky say? Adventure. Appear. If there is any Winona in your adventure area, choose one scene in your scene area, untap it. Scene area. Add one scene card. Draw one card. Oh boy. This looks interesting. I may need to play it to kind of get it, but this seems okay. This could be the scene area. So, sorry guys if I'm just babbling and not really having a coherent conversation. It's just that I'm trying to ponder how things work, because playing a few card games like Yu-Gi-Oh, Vanguard, Buddy Fight, Magic the Gathering, a little bit of Flesh and Blood, and seeing people play Lorcana, I get a sense of how things work. But this one seems to be a mixture of, I'm guessing, Lorcana, because Lorcana is simple in terms of every card in your hand is quote-unquote mana or energy or whatever you want to call your resource. Also, there's scenes, there's card draw. So I'm just thinking, like, how does the gameplay look like? Essentially, it looks like Lorcana, but I may need to give that a test try and see if this is similar to it. I'm not saying that there's a copy, but how many games can you really reinvent without borrowing ideas from A and B to make C? Wordings are different. So what, you get a retirement area. Basically, that's the graveyard, the discard pile, or whatever you want to call it in other card games. You have the adventure area. That's similar to how Buddy Fight works way back when. You have your three zones where you put your monsters and whatnot. Over here, I'm just guessing that your creatures are going to be on the adventure area to do stuff or to get inspiration. We got no idea how many inspiration you need to win or stuff, but I'm just guessing 20, because 20 seems to be the nice spot to quote-unquote win. Or is there a gift system like Pokemon, where if you take down an opponent's creature, you get to grab a gift card from the gift pile and add it to your hand. And having zero gift means you win. So I'm not seeing any of that here, but it's very interesting to see what or how this game is going to work. But anywho, anything else appears? Retire all characters with cost of Force of Harmony 1 or less in Rivals area. So So, reading that a bit just tells me that Rainbow Dash is a board wipe, a one-sided board wipe. So, she appears. Ah, okay, okay. I see how this is. All right. So, translating, Rainbow Dash. You play Rainbow Dash. She comes into the adventure area. I'm guessing that. I'm just guessing that. But she comes into the adventure area, and all characters or all creatures with a cost of harmony one or less is just sent to the discard pile. What would they call it? The retirement area. Retire, yeah. Then rarity, she appears. If there's any opalescent in your adventure area, reveal the top two cards of your deck. Choose one event from them. Add it to your hand. Move the rest to the retirement. Ah, okay. So, that's fascinating with Rarity's playstyle. She is essentially a tutor deck. No, not a tutor. Draw discard pile deck. All right. And other stuff here. All right. So, game's fascinating. I would like to try it, see how it plays, but I'm not 100% sure if my local card shop is going to bring it in because ponies, not really in the masses now. So, next news is Kayu CCG cards now available for purchase in English. Yay! Let's see. Kayu has officially announced via their website that the first round of the My Little Pony collectible card game cards in English are available for purchase. They've teamed up with a site called Crossing to distribute them here. You can find the Friendship Eternal Moon Edition packs here if you want them, if you want to dive in. Alrighty then. Is this the... No, this is not the... Wait. No, this is not the card game. This is the collectible TCG. It's not a game. It's just trading cards. Yep. Cool. Moon Edition. I got no idea what that is. Could be the pictures, but yeah. So okay, we have a bit of English here, so that's going to be awesome. So you have a few bunch of rarities here, like 8 total rarities. Okay, this product has a total of 186 type of cards that that are divided into 8 rarities. So you have 30 rare cards, 20 super rare, 54 type of super rare, holo rare, ultra rare, LSR, SGR, and SC. So this is just really confusing. Yeah, Crystal Fantasy card, Dreamy Rainbow cards. Yeah, oh boy. So, but anywho, available in English, that'll be cool. Oh boy. I've talked to Silver about this. I think you can catch that conversation in the exclusive Patreon where I ask, are you interested in getting the card games? Silver said that probably, but it's going to be a hard sell for him because he doesn't have anyone to play it with locally. And I'm guessing this is the same problem for most bronies in the world, unless you have a bunch of them that regularly meet and whatnot and likes card games. So just getting a bunch of people buying and collecting and trading and whatnot is going to be hard. The thing is about trading card games is that you want to get into it. But the problem is that getting into it is expensive. The only way to mitigate that is to trade cards to lessen the financial blow. What works with other trading card games, like the popular ones here, for me personally, is Magic the Gathering. So if I want to buy, quote-unquote, a card, I would just message my group of friends who play Magic the Gathering and ask, yo guys, do you have this card? Send it to the group and see if there's any response. If there is, I ask, are you selling? Are you trading? And yes, then we go with the deal. If no, I'll have to look for it at my local game shop or my local online store. So with that, I'll see. Okay, if my local game store has it, I'll just go to them and go buy it. And then, like, instead of spending multiple dollars on random booster packs just to get a card, I can just spend, let's say, $10 to get the card I want instead. So that's an option. If there's not available locally, I can always go online to stores like TCG Player or Card Kingdom or so on. Like, there's a lot out there that is dealing in Magic. So I can use those options to get the cards. Yeah. So with ponies, the same principle is applicable, except that if you don't have a community or if you don't have a store that's willing to bring it in, sell it, crack it open just to sell the singles, it's technically not worth the effort to just get into it and try to play. And that's the thing. I've bought the first set of My Little Pony trading cards, the initial one, the one from, damn, I forgot the company, but the first one way back when G4 was popular. And that was kind of okay, but I had them and I had nobody to play it with. Nobody here locally was selling them. I was, as far as I know, I was the only one that had it. So, putting that aside, for this one, we'll just have to wait and see how things go. We know that Caillou is really pushing it for the market in 2026, so let's see how that goes. But let's see how that goes locally for me. If there is, I'll probably try and play it and see how it works. If not, then, oh man, it's okay. So let's go to the last news. So Chinese Chow Tai Fook jewelry brand brings good golden pony accessories to market. Yay! So it's so weird seeing China go through the same process we did back in the days. First, it was fun bands like Interplay. Yes, the Interplay card game. Yeah. Them. Anyway. Then luxury brands started hopping on board. It looks like this is happening again, except to drop anywhere from $36 to $360. Woohoo! If you want some of these things, they have everything from cars to keychains and necklace arriving in November. Wow. So, yeah, oh, wow, charms and gooey. Oh, wow, okay. I remember back in the days when pony jewelry was there and whatnot, and yeah, that was cool. I showed a few friends. They say, oh, wow, that's cool and whatnot. But this one, having it in cool, I don't know what to say. This is interesting. But seeing what, okay, we got an example of this. So, this Pinkie Pie, it's pretty cool, but it's only 0.1 gram of gold, which I'm guessing is pretty much expensive. So yeah, what is even going on, man? Oh, you got the pony charms. Oh wow, that's necklace. Yeah. Oh wow. Not really big into this kind of accessory, but I find it pretty cool. All right. So let's move on to the next topic. And next topic is what I have been doing my week. So, nothing really new or much. Just been catching up on some work, catching up with some friends with playing the Magic the Gatherings and the D&D, which is kind of cool. And I'm just trying to figure out, is there anything that I'm trying to process that's going to, is there anything that's coming out that's going to be fun for me, I think, in terms of movies and whatnot? One thing I can say is that when this episode comes out, I think next week, my birthday is around the corner. So yay, that's gonna be fun. Boys. So yeah, that's gonna be something else. Growing another year older, and yeah, having more responsibility. Yay, fun. Woohoo. Boy. I know I have a lot of projects that I need to do, especially that one Pokemon plastic model thing I need to build. So I'll find a way to do it, because I am very interested in just building that and finishing it. Looks fun. Anyway, let's wrap things up. So if you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions for the show, you can contact us at theadmissiongmail.com. You can also reach us on the Twitters. The show's Twitter account is at MBS Show, and my personal Twitter account is at Norman Sanzo. Also, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes, YouTube. Don't forget to press the bell icon to stay up to date. And links are in the show notes. Yay! If you'd like to support the show, you can do so at patreon.com/MBS Show. With every support, you get a week's early access to the review discussion podcast, exclusive and deleted content. And a huge thank you from me. Talking about thank yous, I would like to thank Jacob, Lucky Night, and also myself. Like, so much, guys. You are great. That was a bit too early. So anyway, I have been Roman Sanzo. I'll catch you guys next week with another fun episode of the MBS Show. See ya.